صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سلم سنته يوم الدين. أما بعد، my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بفضل الله علينا this forbid deen, everything is clear. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم left this life and he met Allah تبارك وتعالى and he left everything in detail for us إن شاء الله تعالى. They have a very complicated questions all the time we have received from the other brothers, and we'd like to bring these questions all the time to share the idea together about the fiqh of al-hajj. As many times, inshallah ta'ala, we are very close. A lot of brothers that prepare themselves to go for hajj. And I would like, inshallah ta'ala, to encourage the brothers. Those who need to go for al-hajj, don't afraid, don't scare from the media. And the statement which they said is very dangerous to go over there because a lot of people will be there and they scare from the swine flu. Sometimes some of the brothers cancel the trip. And we have to understand, yes, نحن مؤاخذون بالأسباب. We have to go for سبب. The أسباب actually to find every possible way to protect you, to yourself, actually to take the shots or to take the vaccine, whatever it is. Yes, we are in this life permitted to do that. But remember, if you intend to go for Hajj and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you did not go for Hajj before, and this is Hajj to Islam, remember it's for Wallahu huwa ad-dar, Wallahu huwa an-nafi'. Allah is the one, he is the give the benefit, and Allah is the one, he cause harm. Everything between Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's hand. And fa'a'lam, and you must learn that you're never gonna have anything to harm except what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala written against you. And you must learn, you're never gonna have any benefits unless Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give you this benefits. All of us, we submit ourselves to Allah تبارك وتعالى and remember Allah تبارك وتعالى says in the Quran, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم من دخله كان آمنا من دخله كان آمنا. Whoever entered, he will be in full security. He will be in full security from Allah تبارك وتعالى. Remember, you go for Allah تبارك وتعالى to perform عبادة, the fifth pillar in Islam, and it became command, it became obligation if you have, you are able financially. So don't fear the media. Don't fear there is the people will be there, the swine flu will transfer it from one to another. Remember, you're never gonna be busy in sickness unless of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is written for you, inshaAllah ta'ala. Fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and go perform. And if something happened to you, it is written for you also. And we listen up for us, all of us who we live, that we perform a hajj and we die as a shaheed. Yes, it's die as a shaheed. That is the best yawm al-qiyamah. Tub'atu muhallilan. In the day of the judgment, Allah will redirect you from your grave to say what? Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. You will be in the web, in the group of the hajj. What do you need more than that? Nobody guarantees deeds in this life, but at least it will be guaranteed for you to be in the Jannah, inshaAllah ta'ala. Now, going for this question, we're going to open a lot of these questions. We join, I share the idea about the complicated. Many of us performed the Hajj or Umrah before, and after he came back and he asked the question, he finds himself are in error or mistake. Personally, I had this problem, the first Hajj, that's back to 1989, alhamdulillah Allah, before me, and I took my father with me, and I went to for Hajj. And we have intention to go for Mecca tourists. You know, because the travel agency sometimes, they arrange the Hajj trip for you. So when we reach the road of the Hajj, they have to go for Madinat al-Hujjaj, the city of Hajj. There is a special place in Jeddah, in order to take your bus, take your car to go either Mecca or to go Medina. So we're arranged to go to perform Umrah. You know, Hajj al-Tamattu', the Mutamattu', so he has to go and perform Umrah first. Your niyyah will be for Umrah first until the day of number 8, the day of Tarwiyah. Yawm al-Tarwiyah, 8 of Zulhijjah. And then after that you declare the niyyah for the Hajj in the day of 8 from Mecca. But before, if you reach before 8 to Madinat al-Hajjaj, either you go to Mecca to perform Umrah first, and then after that you go Medina later, after Hajj or before, the trip or the arrangement between you and the travel agency. Now, when we reach Medina al-Hajjal, Al-Hajj, they told us, no, Mecca is closed. You must go to Medina. We already made Ihram from my country before we taking the plane. Take your ihram with you, and we make ihram for Umrah in the plane. You know, actually you have to start your ihram, the niyyah, and to say labbaik Allahumma labbaik in the plane if you pass by the al-miqat, or you are so exactly closer to al-miqat, and the pilot, he will guide you to start when you start, because you cannot start from your country, say labbaik Allahumma labbaik, cannot. There is the point is place called Miqat, the Prophet ﷺ described in the Sunnah. You have to start from this area, or close up to this area. So what happened is, they said, no, Mecca is closed. And we were already performing the Niyyah for what? The Umrah. And we reached the Medina to Hajjaj. They said, no, you have to go to Medina. Mecca is closed. What do you have to do? I consult some people with us in the Hajj. And alhamdulillah, you find the Muslim available for you 24 hours to give you fatwa. He knows, or he doesn't know, he has to give you fatwa. That's the problem for the Muslim. You ask the Muslim any time, 24 hours, he's available to give you fatwa. You understand? MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah, the ummah, all the time are available to give fatwa any time. I went to one of the brothers who are leading the group and so on, so don't worry, nothing against you. You have to go Medina and they go and they change your clothes of Ihram, dress the regular clothes, and in the bathroom, and then after that we're going to take you to Mecca. Nothing wrong. Wallah al-Azim, like this. I told my father, and I have my faith, subhanAllah, I told him, go and take your clothes off, and so on, so. And I have a doubt about this, to be honest with you, because he gave me like idea you have been forced to. After 3 years, after I performed this, and I asked one of the famous scholars and the very the professor in Islamic Sharia, I told him, no, you have to sacrifice an animal because your Hajj, your Umrah, hang it until today, 3 years, and you have to go and sacrifice animal for yourself, or sacrifice animal for your father, because you change, you already take the haram out, and you must go so and so. So I just give you this example to show you that it's very, very important to know what you're doing. The Hajj describe it and clear it, and alhamdulillah by the ulama. The first question today we need to join together. The brother he asked, he said, وَالِدَيَّ فَقِيرَيْنِ وَتَوَفَّيَا مِنْ غَيْرَ أَنْ يَمْلِكَ نَفَقَةِ الْحَجِّ فِي حَيَاتِهِمَا. I have my parents and both of them passed away, and they weren't able to perform Hajj because they weren't able financially, and they died without performing the Hajj or Umrah because financially they couldn't do that. And then he said, I intend now to perform Hajj for Huma. And he asked for it, are my father now is obligation for me to perform Umrah and Hajj for him, for both of them? The answer is no, Yaqi. Because Al-Hajj, you will be obligated when you are able financially. The best pillar in Islam, Hajj al-Bayt, liman istata'a ilayhi sabila. To perform the Hajj for those who are able financially and physically too. Physically too. The Hajj will be obligation. But, mustahab, it is desirable to perform Hajj for both of them, or Umrah for both of them, desirable. ابن قدامة رحمه الله في المغني تدريب عالم الإسلام في هذا جريت بوك ريتش بوك فيري اوثنتيك بوك كوليد المغني لابن قدامة وقال لي تايم he said no because this is from the prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم the prophet he commanded أبا رزين one of the companions his name is أبا رزين and he told him قال حج عن أبيك واعتمر go and perform حج for your father and do عمره so the ulama take from this hadith is authentic hadith related by the prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم أحمد المترمذي رحمه الله ابن ماجه They said, the prophet he told Abu Ruzayn, حج عن أبيك. Go and perform حج for your father and make umrah for both of them if you can. Now, related to this, we are mustahab, it is desirable to make it for on behalf of your one of your father or both of them. It is desirable. What is the reward? If I do that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He will give you the same reward as you did it for your one of your parents or both of them. But you must make it in a separate year. You cannot carry one niyyah, same niyyah, and say, I'm going for my father and my father, this father and mother this year. And you have double niyyah. No, you have to perform for each one of them every year a separate hajj should be, a separate umrah for both of them. So that is what in Islam we learn from the Islam. Well, the majority of the ulama know different, there are differences in this. So now, my question to you. If I make it from the door of mustahab, desirable, and both of your parents, that's the way, and you need to perform umrah, ya Sheikh Haida, which you want to have to do first? My mother or my father? That's the question. Nobody speak about this before. We need to actually, we need to clear this. So both of them, they did not perform Umrah or Hajj. Which one you have to make it? Your father is the man, or your mother? That's the actually. Who said? Huh? Tell me, Sheikh Haider. Father first. Okay. Sheikh Saad said mother. Huh? Sheikh Ali said mother. Who said father? Father. Father, we have to vote here. The ulama, when we consulted the ulama, Ibn Qudama rahimahullah, in also in the great scholar from the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to describe the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, mother has priority. Because, أَوْلَى النَّاسُ بِالْبِرِّ أُمُّكُ When the Prophet, the man came to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he told him, who is the first one deserve my, what deserve for my what? To be kind, to be beautiful to her, actually. Your father, the Prophet ﷺ answered him how many times? Three times. And then in the fourth of the man, he needs a word to come from his father. And exactly, then who? Messenger of Allah, the Prophet, he mentioned the father, number four. That's why the ulama, they took it from this incident. And Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, says, actually, your mother first. Because your mother has priority to perform an umrah, and then after that, you do it for your father, inshaAllah ta'ala. That's the first action. It is desirable. It's not obligation over you to make hajj and umrah for you by one of your parents or both of them. It will be from the door desirable if you want. Because Allah will give you the same reward if you do it for both of them. Same reward without any decrease of the reward. They will have a full reward and also you gonna carry the same reward and that's the sweetness of Islam. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala help us to perform insha'Allah ta'ala. But remember, if you wanna do it, you must perform hajj for yourself and umrah for you. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told one of the companions he ran in the hajj al-ashbar. And he said, لبيك اللهم عن شبرنا لبيك اللهم عن شبرنا Oh Allah, I intended to perform hajj for شبرنا The Prophet is stopped him, come here. Who's شبرنا? He said, one of my relatives. He said, the Prophet asked him and questioned him, did you perform hajj for yourself? He said, no. He said, then change your niyyah now and perform hajj for yourself first and inshaAllah next year to go and perform hajj for who? Shubruma. So first in Islam you must go and perform hajj first. There is another question here. Some of us came to this country and for some reason, Ashikokar, he is not able to leave the country. They were work. He did not. He did not have power or legal paper to leave the country, and he need to send his father or his mother or one of his relatives before him. Is that allowed in Islam? Because he did not do it for himself. He never go for Hajj before or Umrah before, but he want to send his father or his mother first before him. Because if you intended to perform Hajj and Umrah for one of your parents or both of them, you must do it for yourself first. You have to understand Hajj to Islam is obligation over every Hajj is like Salat al-Dhuhr or Salat al-Asr. Is there anybody can say, I don't feel like to pray Dhuhr today? I don't feel like to pray Isha today. Hajj will be the same. If you are able financially and physically, you must go for Hajj. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, حجوا قبل أن لا تحجوا. Perform your Hajj before it's too late or before you cannot. Nobody knows. Maybe it's available for me this year, later on, after a while, or next year, or next couple of years, they consider those who go to the Hajj, they are what? So everyone will still to go and nobody will perform Hajj, or there's a block. You understand? You never know. Or they got into Saudi Arabia, gonna process the law, whoever performed it before, or whoever saw it, they are not able to do it anymore. Only one time alive. Nobody knows. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for all of us, inshaAllah ta'ala. But can the question again, can you send your mother and you while you are stuck? Because legal paper, can you send your mother or your father or relative before you? Yes. Sheikh Ishaqi said yes. Anybody say no? So mashallah, everybody agree with me, yes. Because you are blocked. You cannot go, if you leave the country, you may not be able to come back again, actually to this country, because of the legality. You don't have any legality to leave the country unless you complete the processing of your paperwork.
I am a legal immigrant here, and I am not. I have not performed the Hajj.
Yes.
And I can do my what you say just now.
It's like what the ulama say, Sheikh Ali.
It's supported by something.
If like I told you, if you are blocked, not only in Hajj. You remember in traveling, for example. In traveling and while you are traveling, you have right and authority to make the Salah work. There is the some of the Islam when you are in a special situation, the law of Islam will be changed. For example, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in authentic Hadith al-Bukhari. In Hadith al-Bukhari. What did he say? قال لا يصلينا أحدكم العصر إلا في بني قريش. He sent a group of tribes to Bani Qurayza, a tribe of Al-Yahud, to teach them a lesson. He said, none one of you permitted to pray Asr except where? In Bani Qurayza. And you know the Salah has to be performed in time or not, Sheikh Ali? On time. But the Prophet he say here to the group who before he sent them, none one of you allowed to pray the Asr except in Bani Qurayza. The Sahaba while they are in the destination to go for Bani Qurayza, they became different between them. The first group of Sahaba they said, listen, Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَطُوتًا. The Salah has been prescribed to the believer on what? On time. Now the Maghrib is coming, we must pray the Asr. So the first group of the Sahaba, they start and they pray the Asr. And the Prophet told them what? Don't pray. The second group of Sahaba said, no, the Prophet, he knows the Sharia better than us. He knows the ayah, it's revealed to him. We will follow the command of the Prophet and we're never going to pray the Asr unless we are in Bani Qurayza. We're going to lose the time. The Maghrib is coming. He said, even if the Maghrib is time exists, we're going to pray the Asr in Bani Qurayza. So the second group of the Sahaba, they pray the Asr after Maghrib. The Maghrib time was exist, was valid. You understand? So, They follow the command of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam because there is a reason. Even actually the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, while he was in the battlefield and he was fighting against the kuffar, and he looked up and he prayed against the kuffar, he said, شَغَلُونَ شَغَلُونَ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. They make us busy to pray on time because he was busy for some reason. So but anyway, in the first incident, that when they came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they explained to him what happened and the difference between them. فَأَقَرَّ ذَلِكَ وَأَقَرَّ ذَلِكَ. And he accepted both of them and he did not say anything or any complaint against one of the group. So there is a certain time you became blocked. You are not able to travel. You are not able to travel from the country. For example, some people I know them, wallahi, they stay here in this country for 20 years without paperwork. So why you don't give the benefits for the others? Your parents, for example, الأقربون أولى بالمعروف, or you have to be beautiful to your parents. Some of the duty your parents to be what? Beautiful to them. Not only beautiful to them to say yes, Baba, yes, Mama. You have to go for action. Send the money for them, support them, actually send them to Al-Hajj, send them to Umrah, something like this. And what the ulama said, alhamdulillah, but basic sources. Hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, we don't have this hadith, but that's what the ulama said, wallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala, a'lam, insha'Allah ta'ala. The second question before we leave, the second question, insha'Allah ta'ala, the one which I told you before the salah, and this is question I received a lot. The Prophet, he asked me, he said, I intend to make hajj for my grandmother this year, to go to perform hajj from my grandmother. I did Hajj to Islam. I finished my Hajj before. This year, I'm going to perform Hajj for my grandmother. And then after in the Muslim time, while I'm in the Haram, I have intention to perform Umrah for my father. To perform Umrah for my father. He said, can I go while I'm in Ihram to go to At-Tan'im? You know, in the place, in the port of Mecca called At-Tan'im. That is the place which our mother Aisha, after she finished all her Hajj, because she couldn't make the Umrah before, when she entered Mecca, she couldn't because the ministrations, the ministers. And by the time she cried to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, oh Messenger of Allah, I intended to make the Mecca, and now I cannot perform the Umrah because I have the ministers. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, شبك هذا الشريفتين كهكذا. He said, he put all his hands together, he said, قال دخلت الحج, العمرة في الحج. The Umrah and Hajj became together, merged together. He advised Aisha to do everything like the person who performed Umrah, and then after she finished all the ceremonies of the Hajj, she could do later. And what did our mother did? After she finished all the process and ceremony for the Hajj, what she did, she went to a place, and the Prophet, he commanded her brother Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr to take her to a place called Tan'im, in the border of Mecca. She went and she renewed her niyyah after she finished her Hajj, to perform Umrah because she missed the Umrah before. So what happened? And she renewed her niyyah and she entered Mecca again and she performed the Umrah. Related to this question, the brother he said, I intended to make a hajj this month for my grandmother. Can I go Umrah for my father? The answer is, my brother or sister in Islam, if you intended to go and make it for somebody, you have to do it first for this person. The hajj and Umrah. And you cannot do any extra Umrah until you finish the whole processing of Al-Hajj. The whole processing of Al-Hajj, that means the Umrah, and even in, he said, can I do it in Ayyam al-Tashriq? You know, after the day of Al-Eid, we have like a 3 days called Ayyam al-Tashriq, 11, 12, and 13. قال تعالى في كتاب الكريم, Allah says in the Quran, فَمَنْ تَعَجَّلَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ ومن تاء ومن إيه تأخر فلا إثم عليه لمن اتقى. So whoever brothers and to finish the Hajj ceremony, you can stay only 2 days, the Sheikh Abu Rashid, after the Eid, after the day 10 of the Hijjah, 11 and 12, and you cannot leave Mina and Al-Jamarat unless you spend the Maghrib there. And then you could proceed. But those who need to stay 3 days, 11 and 12 and 3 days and 13, it will be more taqwa, more reward. So any person who perform Hajj for on behalf of any one of the relatives, he must stay 11 and 12 at least in Mina for Rami al-Jamarat stalling, and after he finish and he go Mecca, before he leave Mecca, he could go at Tan'im and have the intention to perform Umrah for his father, inshallah, the one who passed away. That is what some of the ulama, they deny that. But it's okay by the ulama, inshallah ta'ala, if you want to make it. But don't make like 10 Umrah, everyone go back and forth, I'm going to make it for my aunt, my grandfather, my grandmother, my neighbor, my akhid, my brother in Islam, and 10 Umrah back and forth. Ya akhi, we say it one time, Umrah inshallah on behalf of any one of your relatives. Don't make it like business, and you go for meat and perform hundreds of Umrah. This is exception inshallah ta'ala to renew the Umrah, because the steps of our mother, some of the ulama again, they deny that. They say if you have intention, niyya, to go and make the Hajj and Umrah, make it only one time, Hajj and Umrah on behalf of that person. Inshallah, after you complete it in another year before your Hajj and Umrah, inshallah, because like Salat al-Dhuhr, can somebody stand up in Salat al-Dhuhr and say, Allahu Akbar, I intended to make Salat al-Dhuhr twice? Okay, only one time. And only one time, you have to pray Salat al-Dhuhr one time. And then after that, related to the ulama, Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, he said, you could stand up and you pray the Dhuhr, but the Zakr Dhuhr will be what? Nafila. Nafila. You could pray Dhuhr after that, but the intention to be in Nafila. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to teach all of us, but this is what Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, we have to finish first our own Hajj, or the Hajj on behalf of that person, complete even 11 and 12 Ayam al-Tashriq, and then after you finish, when you go to Mecca, you could bring another Umrah, only one Umrah, inshallah, ta'ala. This will be acceptable by ulama, inshallah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to teach all of us. Ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to help us to perform Hajj and Umrah more and more. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept it from all of us. Those brothers who did not go until today, you ask Allah to make it easy for them and go and perform Hajj and Umrah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from all Muslims, inshallah ta'ala. Ask Allah to open our hearts to accept us as a good believer and to die in the state of Islam and to give victory for Islam. Ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to help us to build the Masjid Manhattan very soon. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove all the difficulty, inshallah ta'ala, and to help us to establish the house of Allah very soon. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be called us to love each other for the sake of أقول قولي هذا، استغفر الله لي ولكم، جزاكم الله خيرا، والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.